Hello and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Today it's just a bonus episode with myself, Abby, and we're going to be talking about the power of boredom. So we're going to be diving into why boredom is actually crucial for your success. And I know that sounds a bit weird because no one likes to be bored, but it's all going to make sense. We have so many exciting announcements lately. I'm not going to go into all of them, but you will probably see on our Instagram that our new webinar, the Manifesting webinar, is now on sale. We are so excited to do this webinar. After the last webinar, we just realized that people love these webinars and we really love doing them. So now we're upping the amount. They're going to be more frequent. And you guys just know how much we love manifesting and diving really deep into it, like all the science behind it, to really get you understanding that you can manifest your dream life. So if you are one of those people that love a bit of manifesting, love a bit of woohoo, and you love the magic in life, then definitely go and grab a ticket at findyourfeetpodcast.com. But before we get into that, just a really quick word from our amazing sponsor, BetterHelp. That's help, H-E-L-P. We are so, so proud and happy to be partnered with this company whose mission is to help you start living a happier life today. BetterHelp are a really incredible company. You've probably seen them advertised more than likely because they're just doing so well. They're kind of like this new movement for therapy because it's so much more accessible. They're a professional online counseling service and they can set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours, which is literally record time. It's available for clients all over the world and there are actually over a million people using BetterHelp today. It's all online, so it's all from the comfort of your own home. You don't need to go to no awkward waiting rooms. If you want therapy, you can get the professional help that you need online through BetterHelp. Grace and I are huge advocates of therapy. Sometimes you just need that deeper knowledge just to really help you push past things because we really can stand in our own way sometimes. So if you feel like deep down you really need that professional help, then don't hold back. BetterHelp is an incredible option because it's so much more affordable than your traditional offline counseling. And it's basically like modern day therapy. You can see the stigma of therapy is really starting to go down, which I appreciate so much because at the end of the day, our mental health is the most important thing above everything. And that's why we're so happy that we're sponsored by BetterHelp. We always say we're so happy because that is our vision. You know, we always say we want you to live that happy life that you really deserve. So if you feel like you do need the help, you can get 10% off your first month of therapy. Just head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. I'm going to leave the link in the show notes. But if you have any questions at all about BetterHelp, you can just drop us a message on Instagram. We've had some really lovely feedback recently from some of our listeners that have gone for it. So have a little think about it and see if it's the right step for you because you're so worth it. But now let's get into the episode. So I personally think the main thing that sets people apart when it comes to going after your dreams and really just going for what you want in life is the level of resilience that you have towards your goal. How far are you willing to go? From time to time, we all get these rushes of motivation. We get these ideas, we write them down, we go for it. But how many people actually carry on when they get to that limit and think, this is getting a bit tedious, this habit's getting a bit boring, I can't see the results right now, are the results going to come? How many people push past that threshold? Not many. And that's what sets apart the successful and the unsuccessful. Even though that sounds a bit harsh, it's very true. And I really love speaking about things like this because even though me and Grace do talk a lot about like our spiritual sides, believing the universe is abundant, rising to the frequency of your desires to attracting what you want, that's all good and well, but you also need to have a really good awareness of your own mindset because your habits run your whole life. So if you aren't aware of your habits and your limits and the points where you might give up even without realizing it, if you aren't aware of that, then there's no point even aligning with your desires and wanting to attract in things because your behavior is not aligning with your manifestation. So as I said, we're going to talk about boredom in relation to habits. Your habits should be boring you on some days, maybe not every day, but on some days. We've spoke about this before, how most habits that are really going to positively affect you in the long run, you will not receive the benefits straight away. So with that becomes more of a temptation to give up easier. You perform in a habit every day and then you get to the point where you think, I'm not receiving the results as fast as I want to. And you give up. You become bored and you just give up. But this is where the magic happens. pushing past that is where you're going to receive all your results, because most people aren't willing to go past that mark. And this topic has actually been inspired within me from a range of different things I've just been like reading and different podcasts I've been listening to recently. And I'm just getting this same download of this idea that we have to become bored with our habits. In James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, which I mention all the time, I don't know how it's just like become my Bible without me even realizing it, but it is an incredible book. He has a whole chapter about how you should be bored with your habits. And there's this little part of it which I really like. He says, "The only way to become excellent is to be endlessly fascinated by doing the same thing over and over. You have to fall in love with the boredom." And that is why when you're going after a goal in life or you're going after a certain career, you have to really love it. Like, you have to love it at your absolute core, because if you don't, that boredom is going to eat you alive. That's where you're going to reach that point. That's where you're going to have that breakdown and think, what am I doing? Because the boredom's going to get the best of you. We can all get lost sometimes chasing jobs, dreams, maybe for the fact that they get more money. I know we all love a bit of cash. But if they're not in alignment with you, that repetition is what's going to kill you off. You have to find something where you love that repetition, even if it's boring, because that love for the vision is what's going to keep you going. And obviously with repetition, things do become boring because you think, I've done this so many times. Every day when I sit down to meditate, I think, I've meditated so many times. Is it going to be different today, or is it going to be the same thing? But I still do it. The more you do it, you're actually rewiring your brain for that to become familiar. That's going to be ingrained in you. It's not so much like a habit, it's just like a part of you. And that's what we want with those really good habits. We want them to become a part of us. I always think about this in relation to like driving. I don't know how many of you drive that are listening to this, but you know when you're driving and then you've like drove down various roundabouts and stuff and you're like, oh my god, my mind was not even here. I was literally thinking about something completely different. You think, how did I just get past all those roundabouts? Like, I honestly was not even here. It's because the skill of driving is just so hardwired within you. You don't need to think about the pedals, you don't need to think about changing gear and stuff. It's hardwired within you. And that's what we want to do with our good habits. We want to keep repeating them to the point where they become a part of us. Also, a great quote that explains this, which I think is actually a really popular quote, but I only heard it last week and I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. So it's, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times," by Bruce Lee. So he's literally talking about the power of repetition. Becoming a master in your field is one of the most valuable things you could do, because you don't want to spread yourself thin in life. Like, why try so many different things? If you know that you really love one thing, go after that. Practice it every day. Become the master of that. Become irreplaceable. I listened to another great podcast this week with Bob Proctor on Lewis Howes. And if you don't know who he is, you might recognize his name actually off of The Secret. He's in the documentary and also in the book. But he's just an incredible, incredible guy. He's devoted his life to kind of like mindset training. He's massive on money manifestation. He makes it sound so easy. And he is someone that has just studied. He says in this podcast how he has studied and read every day for the past 60 years. And he'll get a page and he'll reread one page of like a certain book. I think he said for like 2 months or something, or 3 months, and he'll keep rereading it until it becomes a part of him. He was so strong on the power of repetition. He was like, you have to keep repeating it. You have to get it hardwired within you. And he also says something that really stuck with me. So he was saying his main reasons that he thinks will help you accumulate wealth. And he was saying one of the main things is to become irreplaceable. And that could mean anything. Like, if you're a business owner, becoming irreplaceable, like within your personality, even like sharing your light to the point where you're irreplaceable. Or if you work for a huge company, really perfecting that skill, as I just said. If you have a profession that you're good at, practice it every day. Go after it every day until you are irreplaceable. And that's going to bring you wealth. And that is what we all want. Let's admit it. And not only that, like, the power of repetition is so strong, but also, as we always say, showing up for yourself every day is so, so important. You are saying every day, I am worth it. Even if you think in that day, do you know what, I'm bored of this habit, I don't feel like I'm getting the results straight away. You say, no, I am so worth it. I know that this habit is going to benefit me in the long run, so I'm going to show up for myself every single day. And that also feeds into this idea that motivation isn't everything, because you may have seen this concept around. I remember when I first saw it, I was like, what? Because they were saying motivation can only get you so far, like it's not about motivation. And I was like, I thought it was all about motivation. If I don't have motivation, I'm not going to do anything. Yes, motivation is what gets you going on starting those good habits and going after your dreams. But what happens on that day when you wake up and you think, I'm not motivated, I'm actually really, really bored of doing this? Then it's a whole different ballgame. Then it's the determination. It's that inner knowing that this is really going to serve me in the long run. And that's what a lot of people don't have. People will naturally give up when times get a bit tougher, when the boredom kicks in, because we like to be comfortable. And once it seems uncomfortable, we're probably just going to stop and give up and think this isn't serving me. I want you now to make a promise to yourself that you are going to keep going. Stick at that habit. Keep repeating it. If you really, really love it, become the master of it. Embody it. So I'm just going to end with some more hard-hitting facts from the amazing James Clear. So he says, the greatest threat to success is not failure, but boredom. We're so scared of being bored, but we just have to embrace the boredom. And also, professionals stick to the schedule. Amateurs let life get in the way. Oosh, I feel like we all felt that one burn slightly. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really like doing the bonus episodes as more of like a motivational push, you know, like just a bit of a shorter nugget of wisdom. Like that's what I personally really enjoy. So I really hope you got something out of this. I really hope it triggers something within you. And it's going to remind you that when those habits do get a bit tough and they do get a bit boring, it's not that it's not in alignment for you. If it is in alignment for your soul, then keep going, because on the other side of that boredom is so much love and so much joy. And just becoming the master and then sharing that with anyone and becoming irreplaceable and becoming rich. Don't forget to come and follow us on Instagram, because there's just so much going on there at Finding Your Feet Podcast. By the time this comes out, we should have announced our very exciting little plan for our 1 year anniversary episode. We want to get you guys involved on the podcast talking to us. It's gonna be so fun. All the details are on our Instagram, but also in next episode, we're gonna go way more into it, everything you need to know about that episode. Thanks for listening, guys, and oh, happy Easter. Happy Easter to you all. Sending love. I hope you have an amazing time with your friends and family and eat lots of chocolate. See you next time.